I'm with Alana Hartsock, the co-director of the Earth Rights Institute. Alana has just released a book called The Earth Belongs to Everyone. Welcome, Alana.
Well, hello again.
Yes, great to have you on the air. You toured here in 2005, I think, and had fantastic receptions throughout the country where you spoke. And now, finally, you have the book, a compilation of your life's work. Tell us about it.
Well, it's 30 articles and essays written over the course of a little over 20 years, actually. Some are short pieces. The shortest one is just six paragraphs long. And some are very substantial, well-referenced academic papers that I had presented in summary forms at various conferences over the years. It looks at the whole issue of economic fairness, justice, the land problem, fair public finance to have both a fair market economy, but most significantly to address this huge wealth gap that we have all over the planet. And it also relates fundamental ethics of the earth belongs to everyone, that's the title, to issues also of war and peace and poverty. And the last article is the economics of war and peace, which really goes into four graphs that kind of spells out how we can restructure the economy of the world to have a peace economy worldwide.
Can you explain to us, take us through your synopsis on why war occurs and how this privilege fund limits our true freedom?
Well, if you go to the roots of nearly every conflict, you'll find that it is conflicts for control of land and resources. It's a territorial conflict. Even it might look like an ethnic or religious conflict on the surface, but usually down at the root level, those issues of religion or ethnicity are being used in order to have some power mongers or some group try to secure more than their fair share rights of land and resources. Now, once there is a few that controls and profits from land and resources, they're in a position to charge rent, economic rent, to others because we all need to live somewhere. And then they're capturing then this rent, and their privilege means private law. So they're privatizing the rent of land. And as everybody else is working hard and the economy's growing and producing, well, what happens to land values? I think we know. Land values increase and up more rapidly than wages. So people are working harder and harder just to have a basic necessity like a house, and working longer to pay the ever-increasing cost of the mortgage, which kind of brings it to what we were discussing before we went live here, which is what's happening with the financial meltdown and the mortgage and foreclosure crisis, right?
Certainly is. And just to, before we get onto that topic, to go through the scooping of this natural surplus that land delivers, how does this feed through and in a way motivate more and more wars to occur?
Well, the wars, if you look at, first of all, the most basic is the wars over natural resources, over oil and all kinds of minerals. I mean, the Niger Delta area of Nigeria, I'm quite familiar with. The oil is extracted. The local people see nothing of the surplus value or the profits of that oil. It's scavenged and creamed off the top by those in positions of power and privilege. The Congo, I mean, Africa is just torn apart. So many countries that are resource rich are experiencing resource wars, conflict, and violence. It's more subtle in countries like the United States and Australia. There's not overt resource wars. But the surface land value has increased to such an extent that boom, which we're now in the bust part of that cycle, but as it's booming, the wealth is rapidly concentrating. And that concentration of wealth, I mean, is increasingly seen as it's kind of a class warfare. And then the very rich people, of course, they use these surplus funds that they're in a position to capture to to wage wars around the world to further increase their power and dominance. I mean, that's how the United States came to have its current foreign policy of full spectrum dominance. That is the official U.S. foreign policy. Full spectrum dominance of the planet on land, sea, air, and outer space.